Recently I blogged about how to build a Lightning component-based tic-tac-toe app. Last week I showed how to run that same app locally and on Heroku using Aura OSS. Now, let's take one step further and see how to Dockerize it, i.e. run that app inside a Docker container. Docker overview. Docker allows you to package an application with all of its dependencies into a standardized unit for software development, docker.com. Essentially, Docker allows us to package everything like operating system, source code, libraries, database, and so on, that's needed to run the app in the form of an image. Think of it as one huge file. Further, it allows us to run that image in a container. In addition, Docker provides APIs similar to Git and has a registry called Docker Hub similar to GitHub. But unlike GitHub, Docker Hub allows us to create, update, and clone an image. Advantages. 1. You'll never have a situation where it works on one machine but not on others because the entire machine can be cloned and shared. 2. You can push Docker images to cloud services like Heroku and know it works there as well as everything is a clone. 3. There are many more, but I won't cover them here. Let's understand it better by looking at how it looks and works. What a typical Docker installation looks like. Docker can be installed on Mac, Windows, or on Linux. This blog talks about Docker on Mac. When you first install Docker, it installs a virtual machine boot to Docker VM, a Docker server inside that VM. It then installs two CLIs, boot to Docker CLI and Docker CLI, on the Mac. Boot to Docker CLI, this tool is used to manage the VM itself. For example, boot to Docker restart restarts the VM, and boot to Docker IP provides the IP of the VM. Docker CLI, this tool talks to the Docker server that's running inside the VM. This can be used to create images, start container, stop container. Docker server, this listens to Docker CLI from within VM and creates images, containers, and so on inside the VM. Image, an image special software that can be executed by Docker. An image usually contains some operating system and then a bunch of software. In our example, our tic-tac-toe image rogeroff/tic-tac-toe contains Debian OS, Maven 3, Java 7, and tic-tac-toe app. Container, a container essentially stripped to basics version of Linux. You'll load an image into the container and run that image. In the Docker world, you need to have an image file before you can run it in a container. Getting an image. You can get an image from Docker Hub by simply running docker pull image name. For example, skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Building an image via Dockerfile. Dockerfile is simply a file that allows us to create a new image on top of an existing image. It's similar to package.json in Node.js or Maven in Java. For example, Dockerfile for our tic-tac-toe app looks like below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Then, to build the image, the command looks like below. The command tells Docker to read Dockerfile from the current directory and build an image with name aka tag, rogeroff/tic-tac-toe by reading its contents. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Running the image in a container. Once you have the image, you can run it in a container by running docker run image name. For example, skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note: most images you need to run with some options like open up ports, run a command, etc. For example, the below command runs rogeroff/tic-tac-toe image and maps 8080 port with name tic-tac-toe. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Using Docker for development. Docker is all about preventing any changes in the environment. However, development is all about constant change in source code, code compilation, browser refresh, and so on. Luckily, Docker provides allows us to mount a directory at runtime, once the container is running. This is huge. This means we can mount slash share our app source code folder on Mac to some folder inside the container. In the below command, we are mapping slash user slash rayad slash tic-tac-toe slash on Mac where I develop the app to slash user slash src slash app inside the Linux container. You should map your machine's folder. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. Remember that in the Docker file, we have cmd mbn jetty run to be executed when the image is run. So when we execute the above command, we have Java, Maven, Jetty are all running in the container Docker host, but the source code folder is mounted slash shared from Mac, localhost. This means, we can change the source code on Mac localhost and refresh browser to see the changes. This also means, we can develop the Java app without installing specific version of Java, Jetty and Maven on our Mac. Developing the Tic-Tac-Toe app in Docker. 1. Git clone https://github.com/rogeroff/tictactoe.git. 2. cd tictactoe. 3. open /src/main/webapp/index.jsp, and change the absolute path for /src/main/webapp/web-inf/component/to match your local machine. This is required because of Java's JNI bug, nothing to do with Docker. Without this, making change to component files, .cmp, files won't be compiled by Java and so you won't see any change when you refresh the browser. 4. Docker run /path/tictactoe/colon/user/src/app/name/tictactoe/p8080-8080-rogeroff/tictactoe. 5. Open browser and point to Docker host IP greater than 8080. Run boot to Docker IP to get Docker host's IP. From this point onwards, you can make changes to the source code and refresh browser to change. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me on Twitter at @rogeroff.